Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us about this chemistry. You were going to give us a contribution to Nina's question at the beginning about making gunpowder that's nice colours.
Yes, I think they would have used potassium nitrate, not potassium metal, as the oxidant. And I think in their experiment, they would have tried the nitrates of the barium and strontium and other metals like that. The problem is that those particular salts crystallize with a lot of water in the crystals. They're hydrated, which would have rather damped down the reaction. And the firework makers, in fact, normally use chlorates or chlorides because the chlorides are volatile and vaporize in the flame and give the color much more effectively. So I think the problem, though, would have been that these salts were hydrated and this would have damped the reaction down a bit.
Super. Thank you very much, Chris. Are you a chemist by profession?
I trained in it, but I've never worked in it, but I've studied it for pleasure all my life.
And do you make fireworks?
No. Do you try doing anything in practical chemistry at home these days? You get the attention of the police, especially if, like me, you were born in Northern Ireland, they think you're making either drugs or bombs.
Oh, dear. A friend of mine was making some elderflower cordial the other day. And so she went to the chemist and said, can I have a very large pot of vitamin C, ascorbic acid? It's white powder, isn't it? And the chemist looked at her very suspiciously because they thought she wanted it to cut drugs with.
I found exactly the same problem. I tried to get vitamin C for an experiment of my own and was told exactly the same thing. I went to the health food shop and got it there instead.
There you go. Chris, great to have you on the programme. Before you go, would you like to speculate how many pieces of toast you can make with the energy in a lightning bolt, which is our quiz question for this week?
Oh, 20 million? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Chris in Cambridge says 20 million, but thank you very much for your chemical insights. It's great to have you on the programme.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year to you, Chris. Bye-bye.